Campus administrators say between the nation's financial crisis, the state's multi-billion dollar shortfall, and cutbacks and layoffs in the local labor force, times are hard for students. The team will work with students in financial trouble and recommend financial aid, including work study or jobs off campus. Petra Roeder is vice chancellor of the UW-Oshkosh's Students Affairs Office and part of the team. She says first generation and non-traditional students appear to be the most affected.
I don't have exact data, but we have seen an increase of students coming to our financial aid office expressing concerns about their financial situation or their family situation. And we've had an increase in the number of what is called requests for revision on their financial aid package. Those are primarily due to some kind of loss of income or job.
Proder says more than 80% of students at UW-Oshkosh receive financial aid, but for some, it's not enough.
A number of our students fall in what I consider the no person's land, where they may not be Pell eligible, but they're still making $60,000, $70,000 for their family and still having difficulty making ends meet, but aren't eligible for full financial aid or what's basically called the free funds, Pell grants, and those kinds of things.
Proder says such students could also get scholarships and loans. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.